All right, then. It's another episode of Trivia with Tom. Today I'm going to tell you about the Space Shuttle Buran. Was not, as you can probably guess by the name, NASA was not the only space agency to come up with a reusable spacecraft, as the Soviets constructed the Buran shuttle in the late 1980s. The shuttle Buran only ever flew once. This flight was actually unique as far as space shuttles go, because it was unmanned. It orbited Earth twice before landing safely. The Soviets did have planned another unmanned flight, and maybe even potential manned flights for the Buran shuttle, but when the Soviet Union collapsed, the funding for the Buran program dried up, and so both Buran and the expendable heavy lift rocket Energia, which carried it, ended up stored at the famous Baikonur Cosmodrome. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Its only known public appearance was the 1989 Paris Air Show, where the Antonov An-225 heavy transport plane and flew in with the Buran shuttle all being carried on its back. After that, at Buran sat in its hangar for quite some time. And I know a lot of you are probably thinking, where can I go and see this shuttle? Well, unfortunately, the Buran space shuttle is no longer around. In 2002, a storm collapsed the roof of the hangar it was stored in, and the shuttle was unfortunately destroyed. Well, that's all for this time around. Trivia with Tom is a production of Stage Media Power, a branch of the Stages of Creativity program operated by the North Shore Disability Resource Center. To listen to more episodes, you can find them on Anchor or via the Stage Media Power Twitter page. Additionally, check out the weekly stage report on the Stage Media Power YouTube channel. Thank you, and I will see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.